Evangelical Workshop.
我们请唱诗歌颂神174首。
Let's sing Hymn to Praise God, number 174.
174首。
174.
The true church is established. God is in His holy place. Sing glory to Lord Jesus, who forever reigns in grace. Now the true church is raised up. This the promise of the Lord.Glory to His holy name. Praise the Lord, alleluia. The true church is established by the Holy Spirit's power. Sing glory to Lord Jesus during this most blessed hour.Church is raised up, truth be her foundation firm. Alleluia, praise His name, glory sing, Alleluia.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们才祷告，求主带领我们的聚会。
Let's all kneel down to pray and ask God to guide on our service today.
同时同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down to pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus always be with you.
我们今天在伯恩教会举办全国宣道人员讲习会。
This weekend we here at Bowen Park Church we have the National Evangelical Seminar.
让小弟想起在好久以前台湾开第一次的宗教人员讲习会。
I remember in Taiwan, when we first had our religious seminar.
那一次的老师深受感动，回到各个教会把他们地方教会的宗教教育系建立起来。
And all the workers from that religious education seminar, after attending the seminar, were moved, and so they returned back to their local churches to establish religious education.
我们盼望我们在座的所有同工也能够把这种宣道的火热带回到我们地方教会。
So it is our hope that through this seminar that likewise you will be fired up and inspired to also stir up your evangelical work in your local church.
能够把这个火传递给我们地方教会那些宣道组还有弟兄姐妹们。
And also spread this fire to your fellow workers in your local church.
能够兴旺圣工完成神的心意，让神得安慰。
So that holy work can prosper, and also so that we can please the heart of God.
在旧约，神常常兴起一个人来复兴他的国度。
In the Old Testament, we see that God rise up an individual in order to stir up the faith of His people.
比如说以利亚、摩西，这个都是一个个人。
For example, individuals such as Moses or Elijah.
那是在新约，神常常兴起一组人来兴旺他的圣工。
And but in the New Testament, we see that God stir up.A group of workers in order to do His work.
比如说十二个使徒一起来工作。
For example, the 12 apostles assembled together to do His good work.
我们今天做宣道的工作不要单打独斗。
And so today, likewise, when we do this evangelical work, let us not work at this alone.
我们找弟兄姐妹一起来同心合意的兴旺神的事工。
Let us find our fellow brothers and sisters with one heart and in one accord to do this good work of God.
小弟被安排讲宣道与教会增长这个题目。
And so I have been arranged to share with you this topic, evangelism and church growth.
那我们从两方面来谈。
And so we will study this in two aspects.
第一方面就是教会增长的利器真的是宣道。
And the first aspect is that the growth of a church is directly goes back to evangelism.
但是另外一方面来讲就是宣道人员必须要了解真耶稣教会一定会增长。
But the other aspect is that the workers for this evangelism must understand that the true Jesus church will indeed prosper and grow.
最近这个 Honda 跟 Toyota 都在召回他们的车子。
Recently on the news, we see that Toyota and as well as Honda have been recalling some of their vehicles.
但是新闻也讲说，其实很多人对这两家公司还是充满了信心。
But the news article also said the study shows that a lot of the consumers are still quite confident with the products made by Toyota and Honda.
你不相信到我们停车场去看一看。
If you go into the parking lot, you will see for yourself.
很多人还是开这两型的车子。
A lot of people still drive the models made by these two manufacturers.
今天有的人看到真耶稣教会有软弱的地方。
And so, likewise, we also have seen the weaknesses of our church.
但是发觉到就会觉得教会增长有问题。
And they sometimes doubt that there are problems in terms of the growth of the church.
其实教会一定会增长。
But we must have this firm faith that the church will indeed grow.
所以我们来强调这个主题，来看三个小主题。
And so from this topic, let us study into three subcategories.
我们来谈一谈教会增长的重要。
And first, let us look into the importance of church growth.
第二个就是教会增长的条件，应许。
And the promise, second is the promise and the requirement of the church growth.
最后我们再谈那个利器，当然就是要宣道。
And then the third, the strength behind this growth is evangelical work.
我们知道我们的教会就是主耶稣的身体。
We know our church is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Next slide, 那我们知道这个主耶稣的身体，这是充满万有者所充满的啦。
And this body of Jesus Christ is filled with the Spirit of the Almighty.
所以主耶稣这个教会的主人。
And so Lord Jesus is the master of this house.
我们都是互为肢体的。
And so we are all considered as members of this body.
主耶稣的身体他有成在做人的时候也是。在智慧跟身量上都一起成长。
As we study in the Bible, that the stature of Lord Jesus Christ have increased both in his stature and also in his spirit.
我们看路加福音第二章的五十二节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音二章的五十二节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
二章五十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长，请读。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
当一个十二岁的耶稣我们看到他有两方面的增长。
Jesus, when he was 12 years old, here it tells us that he increased and grew in two areas.
看得见的身量的生长，看不见的智慧的生长。
What can be seen is his physical stature has grown. What cannot be seen is his inner wisdom.
那今天我们既然是主耶稣的身体。
And now today, since we are the body of Jesus Christ,
我们也会看得见的人数的洗礼人数的一个增长。
We will also see visibly the numbers of our members increase through water baptism.
我们看不见的那些智慧、信心、爱心那种成长。
But the invisible things such as the love and the faith.
那当我们成长的时候呢？我们神跟人都会一起欢喜。
And so when we grow in these two areas, we will come in favor with God and men.
最近在 Facebook 上面有时候会看到妈妈在记录他们新生婴儿的一个成长情形。
Recently in Facebook, I see postings of some of the newborn babies with their mothers, and they describe their process.
真的有的妈妈看到那个婴儿啊，第一次他可以这个翻身，哇，就好高兴，我的 baby 可以翻身了。
And so it describes like posting such as when the mother first time heard her baby speak or have some sort of make some sort of noise, she was very joyful.
Baby 长一寸，哇，她很高兴，跟她家爸爸长一寸了。
Or when the baby have grown an inch or two, the parents are very happy.
同样的，今天我们看到啊，一个教会有增长啊，我们心中都同感喜乐。
And so likewise, today if we see the growth in the church, all of us have this joy and happiness in our heart.
保罗每次想到腓立比教会啊，他每次为他们祷告，心中就充满喜乐。
And so when Paul writes in the Philippians, think about the church growth in Philippi, he was filled with joy and happiness.
因为他知道啊，从以前到如今呢，你们都是同心合意的，兴旺圣工的。
Because ever since the beginning up until now, he believes the members have been in one accord, spreading the words of God.
真的像我们 做全职的、啊、有时候为一些教会代祷、啊、心中就充满喜乐。
Such as the full-time workers, when we look at the prosperity of the church growth, we are also very happy.
小弟从2003年就去阿根廷教会帮忙。
From 2003, I was sent to Argentina to do some holy work.
今年去 觉得哇教会怎么进步那么多。
And so this year when I went, I reflect and I noticed that the church have indeed grown a lot.
本来那个接送的只有一个人，现在不同的人在接送了。
Before the person who gives car rides was only one so many years ago, but now there are a couple of them.
这个煮饭的叫一组人从原来的那些年纪大的换成另外一组福建的弟兄姐妹在煮。
Previously, there was only a few people who cook in the kitchen for church. Now there are more members from Hufuken who will help in this holy work.
每次看到他们新受洗的同龄那么多真的是为他们感到高兴。
And when we see their members baptized in a group of them, we are also joyful at heart.
但是当教会不增长的时候呢，神跟人有时候会感到难过。
But when the church is not growing, then sometimes it's very uneasy for us in terms of pleasing God and men.
我们看哥林多后书二章的第四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书二章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
哥林多后书二章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
我先前心里难过痛苦，多多流泪，写信给你们。不是叫你们忧愁，乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们。请读。
For out of much afflictions and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you should might know the love which I have so abundantly for you.
我相信每次保罗想到哥林多教会啊，他心中就充满了愁苦。
I believe that when Paul thinks about the Corinthian church, his heart was with a heavy heart and with a heart of anguish.
因为教会充满了纷争、结党的问题、道德的问题、秩序的问题。
Because there are many problems in the Corinthian church, many divisions and many arguments.
真的那个问题大到亚波罗说：“你现在叫我去这个教会，我绝对不会去的。”
The problem was so severe that Apollo says that you sending me to this church, I am not able to handle it.
真的，提摩太可能在那边是得胃病的。
Timothy had ulcers when he was watching over this church.
所以保罗叫提摩太去的时候，特别吩咐教会啊，你要好好招待这个人哦，不要叫他惧怕。
And so when Paul sent Timothy to Corinthian church, he sent a letter to Corinthians say, "You must respect and treat Timothy well. Let him not be afraid."
启示录有七个教会。
And there are seven churches in Revelation.
记载有七个教会哦。那么神对他们的缺点常常提出他一种心中的一种难过。
And when God describes the weaknesses of the seven churches in Revelation, you can see the tone of his voice is more of an anguish.
他说你们也不冷也不热了。
He said, "You are neither cold or hot."
我巴不得你们或者是冷或者是热啊。
I rather wish that you were cold or hot.
其实神是鼓励他们真的，你们要热心一点啊。
So God's trying to encourage them, say, "You guys gotta strive a little harder."
你在像温水我要把你从我的口中吐出来啊。
If you are just lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth.
神对另外一个教会讲说，按着。名字你们是活的，其实你们已经死掉了。
And another church, God said to them that according to name you are alive, but besides that, you are actually considered as dead.
真的，有时候神看到教会不成长啊，真的心中充满了忧伤。
And so when God sees a church is not growing, His heart is also grieved.
今天有时候我们到一些地方教会去。
Sometimes when we visit some churches,
真的有时候笑不太出来了。
Sometimes it's hard for us to smile.
有时候去开布道会，真的。站在讲台啊，今天是要跟谁布道哈？
And so sometimes when we have evangelical service, I'm standing at the pulpit and I ask myself, who am I evangelizing to?
每个都是熟悉的人啊。
Because the audience are all our members, no one is new.
我到国外去啊。
When I went out of this country,
有一个国外的同龄这样跟我说，
there was a holy worker alongside with me from another place.
我到你们美国去哦，参加你们的这个信徒大会啊。
He said, when I went to United States and I attended the General Congregation meeting,
我吓死了，你们这个开会哦，跟台湾的国议会开会差不多呢哦。
He said he was quite surprised in a negative way in that.The congregation meeting was like the political system in Taiwan.
当我们教会不成长的时候，
when our church is not growing,
真的，我们神跟人真的很难得到喜悦。
Then it is hard to please God and men.
所以我们希望因着神爱的感动，我们可以帮助我们的地方教会能够进步。
And so through the movement of the love of God, we hope that everyone can be stirred up to do this good work.
神的教会一定会增长。
And we have this firm belief that the church of God will indeed grow.
无论怎么样呢，也许短暂的你会看到没有进步。
No matter what, even if for a short time that there seems to be no growth,
或者是地方性的没有增长。
Or that from a local perspective there is no growth.
但是神的教会在神的经纶里面一定会增长。
But the church of God in His whole plan of God will indeed grow.
因为这是神的应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
我们要。对这个应许啊，深深的了解。
And so we must have this understanding of God's promise.
或者我们真的会跟犹大一样哦。
Otherwise, we will be easily walking the ways of Judas.
请问犹大后来为什么要卖主耶稣基督呢？
Let us ask ourselves why in the end Judas betrayed Jesus Christ.
本来主耶稣基督他认定是弥赛亚那个救世主的。
In the initial of his faith, he firmly believed that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
你看，成千上万的人跟随主耶稣基督啊。
There are many people, thousands, that follow after Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣可以变饼给大家吃啊。
That Jesus broke bread for many people to eat.
没有错，这个真是我们应该跟随的人。
Indeed, this is the one that he should follow.
但是耶稣突然讲一些很奇怪的道理啊。
But then Jesus spoke of some strange teachings.
我的肉是可以吃的。
My body can be eaten.
我的血是可以喝的。
My blood can be drink.
犹大是明白的人啊。
And so Judas is one with reason.
哎，你是 barbarian 啊，你的血是可以喝的。
So he's thinking, are you a barbarian? Can we eat your flesh and
drink
your blood?
这个话之后，好多人都离开主耶稣基督啊。
And after such a teaching, many people have departed away from Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要问十二门徒说，你们也要离开吗？
And so Jesus said to his 12 disciples, he said, are you also leaving me?
犹大也在那边听啊，你这个人竟然还问我们这种话，大概。已经没有什么人要跟随你了。
Judas is probably over there listening as well and say, you speak these kind of teachings, expect people to stay with you?
所以你这个船要沉了，在离开沉船之前哦，捞一点东西了。你这艘船要沉掉了。
They said, your boat is sinking.
所以要离开要沉船之前，他捞一点东西就把主耶稣卖了。
And so before the boat is sinking, he figured he could make a profit by betraying Jesus Christ.
今天很多人看真耶稣教会
Today, many people look at this church, True Jesus Church.
你们传福音，也是这样传的。
This is how you preach the gospel.
也不像电视上的一些布道家跳上跳下的传。
Not in the methods such as those in evangelists on TV, movement and fervency.
你们的唱诗是这样唱的。
Is this how you sing hymns?
你们这样很不爽嘞！你为什么不请一个 band 来这边哦？大家这样子。这个不是很舒服 ，emotional 不是很 high 吗？不是很好吗
？Why don't you guys have a band in church and have more instruments and then can stir up more emotions for the members？
你们的人数这么的少
？He said your membership is so low。
你们传道讲道理，多少人在打瞌睡
your preacher speaks, and there are many of you are dozing off.
你们这是独一真教会，笑死人了。
And so you guys consider yourself as the one true church. It is laughable.
真的，有人对真耶稣教会一个是神的教会，他本身没有信念，没有这个概念。
And even our members sometimes do not have this firm established faith that we are the one true church.
甚至有的工人还把外教会的牧师的讲道来花给这个真耶稣教会的信徒说，这个正道更好啊。
Some members even brought sermon tapes from other denominations into our church and say, "Hey, this preacher speaks words that are even better than what our preacher speaks."
有的青年说，我不要当传道。
There's a youth that said, "I do not want to be a minister."
A preacher.
I said, "Ask him why."
真耶稣教会是夕阳工业啊，夕阳就是那个哈太阳下山的一个工业了。
And he responded and said that Jesus' church is church that is sunsetting, basically it's going downhill.
你看就好像那个报纸，那个印刷的报纸，现在没有人看印刷的报纸了啦。
Just like newspaper is outdated, no one actually buy the actual paper newspaper.
你叫我要这个要倒的公司来当传道，这个门人都没有。
You want me to come to a church that seems to be broken or on its way out of the door, I don't want to join it.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们有这样的心态，我们真的像犹大一样啊。
Dear brother and sister, if we have this attitude, we are no different than Judas.
有一天我们真的会离开这个教会。
For one day, you will also depart away from the church.
我们要从圣经上来看，真耶稣教会的确是神所应许要一个增长的一个教会。
But you must see from the Bible that Jesus' church is indeed the church of God and will also have the growth.
我们看下一个 slide 啊。
Let's look into the next slide.
我们来看以赛亚书的第二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2,
第二章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2.
以赛亚书第二章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
末后的日子，主的殿的山必坚立。请读。
Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains.
诸位，我们一定要记住神的应许，神的山必坚立。
We must remember the words of God that the mountain of the Lord's house will be exalted upon the mountain.
不管你看到教会有多少的软弱，
no matter how many weakness or bad things you have witnessed inside the church.
但是你们看到这个教会，因为有神的圣灵，我们会越来越完全。
But you must believe that this church had the Holy Spirit of God, and then we shall be even more perfect.
不管多少人批评我们的教会是一个异端的教会。
No matter how many people criticize our church or proclaim our church as a cult,
客气的人讲说你不是极端呐，不是异端呐。
And some people say we are extreme religion.
但是将来真的你会发现到这个教会一定会坚立。
But then you will see that the church of God will be firmly established.
其实现在的真教会常常在宗教界被人家批评、论断、毁谤。
Many times our church today and today's society has been severely criticized and put down by others.
这个没有什么稀奇啊。
It is not surprising.
因为在耶稣的时代，门徒被称为拿撒勒党一党的人。
Because even in the time of Jesus, his apostles were claimed as the cult of the Nazarenes.
他们也是被逼迫的。
They were likewise persecuted.
他们被迫到流血的地步。
They were persecuted to the point that they shed blood.
但是今天我们的信徒还没有被逼迫到流血的地步。
But today, none of our members have been persecuted to the point in which we shed blood.
加玛列曾经说过一句非常有名的话。
Gamaliel once said one famous words.
他说一个团体出于人一定会败坏。
He said if an assembly is that is established only by that of men, one day it will fail.
如果出于神你必不能够败坏他。
But if it is the doing of God, then nothing will prevail over it.
他就举两个例子啊。
And so he said two examples.
他说以前有一个人叫德丢啊，他这个吸引了400个人来跟从他。
And he said previously there was an individual and he has attracted 400 disciples.
丢大吸引400个人。那么现在人哪里去了呢？这组人已经不见了。
But this group of people no longer are with them.
犹太人啊，加利利人，有一些人啊，起来兴风作浪，很多人跟随他。
And also some Jewish people from Galilee came and rise up some of the people.
经过一段时间，他们也站立不住了。
But over time, they themselves cannot stand.
就算我们想起啊，现在很多宗教你看陈恒明在几年前啊，好也是不少人跟随他。在 Texas 有一个自称为先知的人呐。
We see even nowadays, for example, there was an individual in Texas.
他称啊，耶稣要搭飞碟啊，来到人间。
And so he proclaimed that Jesus Christ will come as in a flying saucer, and to receive his members.
这个出于人的一定会败坏了。
And this is of man's doctrine, and it will eventually perish.
真耶稣教会有神的灵。
But true Jesus Church have the Spirit of God.
有神的道。
It has the Word of God.
所以它一定要建立的。
And so it will be firmly established.
我们不会过去，教会不会过去。
That we will pass away, but the church will not pass.
我们看第二章的第二节。
Let's look into chapter 2, verse 2.
末后的日子，主的殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高于万岭。
It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it.
这边特别提到真耶稣教会这个山啊，耶路撒冷这个山，天上来的耶路撒冷啊，要高于诸山。
Here it says that this mountain of the Lord's house, it shall be exalted above all other mountains.
这个英文叫 hills, mountain and hill is different. 哦，那个 hill 就是那个中文叫山，英文叫 hill 是比较小啦。这个耶路撒冷山是比较高的。
Actually, here the mountain of the Lord will be exalted above the hills.
那我在想，我们到底真耶稣教会啊，今天到底我们超乎？诸山到底超乎在哪几方面呢？
And so I looked at our church and I reflect and say, what areas have we exalted above others?
是我们传道人的口才吗？
Is it because our preachers or pastors have eloquence?
不是。
It's not.
是我们的诗班水平吗？
Is it because of the quality of our choir?
不是。
It's not.
是我们的爱心比别人多吗？
Is it because our love is more than others?
很多人也是很有爱心的。
Actually, many other people have more love.
那到底这个山超过诸山是指什么呢？
And so what does it mean here that the mountain of the Lord will exalt above all other hills?
这是预言在启示里面的。
And this has been prophesied in the book of Revelation.
我们看启示的二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
启示录的二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
十六节。
Verse 16.
启示录二十一章十六节。
Revelation 21 verse 16.
二十一章十六节。
21 verse 16.
城是四方的长宽一样，天使用苇子量那城共四千里，长宽高都是一样的。请读。
The city is laid out as a square, its length is as great as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlows, and its length, its breadth, and its height are equal.
我常常叫学生去算这个四千里，还有英文的单位，这个城墙，神的城的城墙到底有多高？
And so many times I ask some students to research this city wall, what is the size and dimension?
这个是我们的结论，就是这个飞机飞不过去的了。
We all come to this conclusion that the airplane cannot even fly over this wall.
这个苍蝇啊，飞不进来的啦。
It's a wall in which the flies cannot come in.
老鼠进不来的，脏东西进不来的。
The mouse cannot squeeze through its
cracks. 今天我们的教会高于诸山，实在是我们啊里外分得非常的清楚。
And so today our mountain has been established higher than other hills. Is that we are able to distinguish what in and out very clearly.
Bill Clinton 说 oral sex 不是 sex.
Ex-President Bill Clinton once says that oral sex is not sex.
真耶稣教会的传道人说 oral sex 是 sex.
But the teaching in Jesus Church is that oral sex is sex.
这个墙是很高的。
This wall is indeed
built very high. 我们道德的标准要很高的。
The principle, our moral standard must be elevated.
神是一个圣洁的神。
For God is a holy God.
我们不可以跟神开玩笑。
We cannot take God as a joke.
我们里外是分得很清楚的。
So we are able to distinguish very clearly what is in and what is out.
Jesse Jackson 在有 affair 之后，他一样做他的传道人。
Reverend Jesse Jackson, after he had his affairs, he still continued to be a pastor.
但是在真耶稣教会，如果有一天我做错什么事情，没有办法在真耶稣教会继续站讲台。
For Jesus Church, if one day I have committed this sin, great sin, then I will never be able to stand
up on the pulpit
anymore because this wall has been firmly established.
不要把它打低了。
We cannot break down this wall.
不用其他方法把这个墙打低了。
We cannot use any method to try to lower the standard of this wall.
圣经上讲，该撒的物归该撒，神的物归给神。
And so in the Bible, Jesus said, what belongs to Caesar, let him give it to Caesar. What belongs to God, give it to God.
教会里面是不让政治来介入的。
And so there is no politics within the church wall.
这个墙是很高的。
This wall is built very high.
所以 President Obama, 对不起啊，如果你来也不能让你站讲台啊。
And so, unfortunately, even if President Obama comes to visit us here today, he will not stand at the pulpit to speak the words of God.
因为你谈的是政治。
Because what he speaks will be of politics.
我们谈的是神的话。
But what we speak of is the word of God.
站在这里的要被差。
And so when we stand here, we are actually sent.
小心到智利去啊。
When I went to Chile,
他们就在谈到啊，他们在那边啊，曾经开过布道会。
And they discussed that sometimes before they had this evangelical service.
那时候的华人信啊，华人的圈子很小了。
At the time, the Chinese circle was very small.
台湾的大使也来我们的当中啊，跟我们一起听道理。
And even the ambassador from Taiwan came to our amongst us to listen.
在那边听了三天。
And so he listened, sitting on the audience, listened to the words of God.
布道会结束的时候，他问一个问题。
And so after evangelical service concluded, he asked a question.
为什么你们都不让我讲一句话？
He said, how come you never invite me to speak?
我说有啊，我们说你有讲啊，你不是私底下讲很多了吗？
And I said, yeah, you did speak. You speak with fellow, the brother and sister down on the, with the...In church.
关在大，你在教会里面，我们就是讲神的道，不是讲政治的问题。
No matter how big of an official you may be, but here in the church of God, we speak only the words of God.
这个墙是高的。
And so this wall is built high.
这个是真的高过诸山呐。
And this wall is built higher above the mountains.
所以诸位，我们曾经跟诸位分享过，我们到肯亚怎么样介绍什么叫真耶稣教会信徒呢？
And so,
什么叫做独一真教会呢？
And so once I share with you before when we preach in Kenya that we share with them what does it mean to be the one true church of God?
独一真教会的意思就是说如果有任何工人犯罪不能当传道那个就是独一真教会了。
And that one true church we share with them that is that when a minister or worker of God commits sin, a great sin against God that they cannot preach anymore.
这个墙是高的。
And so the standard is very high.
这个神的山要高过诸 hill, 诸丘陵了。hill, 啊。
And so the mountain of God will be exalted above the hills.
到底哪里哪里更显著更好呢？
And so in what other areas are we exalted?
就是它的根基真的很漂亮。Foundation, 哦。
And that is its foundation is built very beautifully.
我们来看十九节到二十节。
Let's turn to verse 19 and 20.
启示录二十一章十九节二十节。
Let's turn to Revelations 21, 19 and 20.
二十一章十九节二十节，城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。第一个根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是黄碧尔，第八是水苍玉，第九是红碧尔，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫金，哇！这个城的根基是十二种宝石啊，
here,
来建立的。
Here the foundations of the wall were adorned with 12 precious stones、
啊。这个真的很漂亮，它每一种宝石都帮你描述出它的名字出来啊。
And each of these stones were mentioned in these two verses。
那十二啊，就是一个完全的数字。
So number the 12, twelve is a perfect number。
今天教会城的根基就是耶稣基督，他是完宝石。
And so today the foundation of our church is Lord Jesus Christ。
耶稣真是很美的。
And Jesus Christ is indeed beautiful.
耶稣说我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the words of life.
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
今天主耶稣啊的根基是用主耶稣为房角石，也是建立在使徒先知的那种啊根基上面，就是他们所传的道理的根基上面。
And so Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone as well as the teachings of the apostles.
所以今天我们真耶稣教最美的就是我们的教义。
And so this is our foundation, and so this is what we treasure the most.
这是耶稣基督所启示我们的。
And this is that the teachings that we here have here has been revealed to us by Lord Jesus
Christ. 真的多少外教会的朋友，尤其我们在座的很多人都是外教会过来的人。
How many of us sitting here are from another denomination that came to believe?
为什么你们今天会到真耶稣教会里面来呢？
Why is it that today you have come to Jesus Church?
都跟教义有关系啊。
Because it's related to the doctrine.
因为你得到圣灵了。
Because you have received the Holy Spirit.
你会知道原来圣灵这个教义在圣经上原来是这么明显。
And then have been revealed to you the teachings and the words of God.
那原来这个祷告神的灵在心中会说方言。
And then when you pray that you can speak tongues.
我们在这个秘鲁有位姐妹。
秘鲁
啊 Peru.
When we were in Peru, there was a sister.
他怎么来信耶稣的呢？他怎么从外教会来到真耶稣教会？
How is it that she came from another church to our church?
她是一个很热心的其他教会的信徒。
She was actually a very zealous believer in another church.
结果她也很会宣道。
And she is also quite gifted in evangelism.
在智利遇到我们一个谢妈妈，我们的姐妹。
And so she met one of our sisters, Sister Xie.
跟她传耶稣基督啊，传福音啊。
And so she was preaching to our sister about Lord Jesus Christ.
我们姐妹问她说：“那你信的时候得到圣灵没有？”
And then our sister asked her and said, "When you believed, did you actually receive the Holy Spirit?"
她说：“什么是圣灵啊？”
And so she responded and said, "What is the Holy Spirit?"
她后来她才在回顾以前她在教会的时候，每次听到十个童女的那个故事。
And so she recalled back every time in church she hear the parables about the 10 virgins.
她都问自己，哎，我到底有没有油啊？
And then she always asked herself, "Do I have this oil in my lamp?"
这个油是什么啊？
What is this oil in the lamp?
人家那个长老可能有油，但是我真的有油吗？他不知道自己有没有油啊。
The elder of the church probably has some oil in his lamp, but do I have this oil in my lamp?
来到真耶稣教会，他得到圣灵了。
But when she came to Jesus' church, she received the Holy Spirit.
她了解原来油就是圣灵。
And then she realized and understood that the oil is
她有油了。
Is resembles the Holy Spirit, and she has now has the oil.
她得救有把握了，她有圣灵，她有进天国的凭据了。
Now she has this guarantee this of the salvation through the Holy Spirit.
伯恩教会本来在这个 LA downtown 啊，我们本来在那边有一个老人中心的一个聚会。
Previously in Bowen Park in downtown, in downtown LA, we have this occasional service for the seniors.
那后来因为一些问题啊，我们不得不结束那里的工作。
Because of some problems that arise, that we had to stop the service.
那个地方有十一个教会在服侍那里的老人。
In that area, there are 11 other churches servicing the senior center.
最后一次啊，我们这 有一个弟兄啊，就是介绍五大教义。
And the last service that we had there, we had a brother shared our five basic doctrines.
我听说很多朋友在他们都听到目瞪口呆，哇，原来有这种道理，原来这种道理在圣经里面。
And some of the listeners were actually quite shocked that such a teachings were in the Bible.
这个根基真的很美哦，主耶稣给我们这个神的道真的很美。
And so indeed, our doctrine, our teachings are indeed the foundation.Are very beautiful, very precious.
神的山要超过诸丘陵。
And so the church of God will be exalted above the hills.
我们来看启示录的二十一章二十二节。
Let's look at Revelation 21, verse 22.
今天神的山怎么样高过诸丘陵呢
？How is that the mountain of God is exalted above the hills?
二十一章的二十二节。
Chapter 21, verse 22.
我未见城内有殿。因主神全能者和羔羊为神的殿，请读。
But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
二十三节。
23.
那城内不又不用日月光照，因为神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the lamp is its light.
进来到真耶稣教，我们会知道这里是真的充满神荣耀的地方。
Indeed, through this church here, we realize that it is a place in which filled the glory of God.
来这边真的看到这里跟世界上其他的地方不一样。
We can witness for here, it is indeed different here than that of the world.
神亲自在教会里面当王啊。
That Lord Jesus Christ, He is Himself.King at this place.
诸位兄姐，小弟在社会上工作大概有七年之久。
I have worked in the workplace for about 7 years.
我觉得在工作上面常常觉得一定要讲政治，讲 politics.
I realize that working in society, you must be well versed in politics and what's going on.
你常常觉得你要升迁，要被重视一定要竞争了才有办法。
And then, in order to be promoted, you must actually fight and strive for it.
好像常常要踏着别人的头往上爬。
It seems as though you always have to step on someone else in order to be elevated or to be promoted.
但是小弟在神的国度里服务大概十年左右。
But I, on the contrary, I've been serving the Lord for the past 10 years.
我觉得在这里真的，这更可以看到神是我们这个教会的主人，充满了他的荣耀。
And I can sincerely testify that I see Lord Jesus Christ here as the Lord and the King at this place.
大家都尊神为大，很多人都尊神为大。
Many people revere God as the great, as the one and only greatest.
我记得当神学院刚毕业的时候，无论问哪个传道什么问题，大家都好乐意来解决你的问题。
And I remember when I finished TDP training that I asked questions, and many of the ministers, the workers of God, are more than happy to try to solve the problem.
怕说你比他更好了，没有一个人这样想的。
No one that I've spoken with made me feel that they want to be above someone else.
其实每个教会的工人都希望你比我更好了，你必兴旺，我必衰微。
Many of the workers I realized wanted us to be even other people to be even better than themselves so that they can prosper.
那你看在教会里面哦，我们真的是一家人呢。
And so in church we witnessed that we are indeed all one family.
你看在 NCC 里面啊，我们工人跟教会的弟兄姐妹，我们地方教会的工人跟全职做一笔全职的工作的，本来好像就是把那个监督的观念拿掉了啊，我们就是一起合作的。
And during our national church conference, you can see that many of the representatives from local church work in harmony with all the full-time workers.
真的，我在总会工作将近九年了，我只有看到神的荣耀，没有看到人的政治。
I can sincerely say, working in USGA for the past 9 years, I have seen only the glory of God and not that glory of men.
这个我真的有时候觉得很感动。
And so sometimes I indeed touch.
当然，你有时候会看到人的软弱，有的人意见会强一点，讲话会大声一点。
Of course, there are times when there are weaknesses where you see that someone is more emphasizing on their own will and purpose.
但是，什么议案都要经过表决。
But everything have to go through a general vote.
每个人都是为教会好，为神的荣耀啊，在着想，在提 proposal.
And everyone is thinking about the.Church work and God's work ahead of themselves.
就在这里服事啊，常常看到神的荣耀。
And so, in serving in the church work, I've seen many times the glory of God.
你知道，有时候我们办讲习会啊，真的有些工人他们的结束比别人更多啊。
Sometimes when we hold seminars, we see that
some workers have more classes.
Some workers are assigned more classes than others.
那为什么呢
？And why is that?
真的，我觉得他们这些工人真的。真的有恩赐，所以教会多排他们一点。
Indeed, because some of these workers are gifted in certain areas, and so they have been assigned.
所以我听到有一次有位工人他这样讲，我真的很感动。
And so one time I heard this worker share with me, and I was quite moved.
他说，你看到两条牛了，一头牛在田里面一直被神用来耕田，一头牛在树底下休息。
And you say, in the field you see that there are two cows. One cow is actually plowing the field, and the other one is resting in the shadow under the tree.
但是你没有看到那个耕种的牛一直边耕田边拜我为什么是我我为什么是我啊
？But he said, "How come you?"
没有啦，没有一只牛会这样子的。
But then you will never see a cow in which plowing the field will say, "How come or complain that it? Why is it? It's me."
真的，我坐在那边听，我真的心里很感动。真的，大家都是为神在做事情。
And so I was quite moved by his example, his story.
真耶稣教会这个山高于诸丘陵。
Indeed, this true Jesus Church, this mountain of God, will be exalted above all other hills.
万民要流归这山。
Many nations will flow to it.
这就是我们想想教会的发展历史哦。
And so, if we look into the history of our church,
真的这个福音啊，传给不同的种族啊。
And that the words of God, the gospel, have been preached to many different people.
传给中国人、日本人、韩国人。
Have been preached to the Chinese, the Japanese, the Koreans.
东南亚到这个印度啊，印尼啊，这个马来西亚，后来到印度，现在到菲律宾。
To Southeast Asia, to Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines.
我们现在到底啊，传非洲好几个国家。
Now it's in Africa.
南美也慢慢在建立起来。
And now we are also slowly establishing South America.
真的，你在天国看到各种不同的人民啊，慢慢陆陆续续的流归这个山呢、啊。
And so slowly we see that many people from different places are flowing into the mountain of God.
我们来看以赛亚书二章的第三节。
Let's turn to back to Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书二章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 3.
二章第三节。
Chapter 2 verse 3.
二章第三节
Chapter 2 verse 3
必有许多国民前往说来吧我们登神的山奔雅各神的殿主必将他的道教训我们我们也要行他的道因为训诲必出于锡安神的言语必出于耶路撒冷请读
Many people shall come and say come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord to the house of the God of Jacob He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his path.
真
的, For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
真的, 今天训诲要出于锡安, 叫神的话要出于耶路撒冷。
And so indeed, out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
今天圣灵充满的人哦，来真耶稣教会一定会享受神的道理。
And so one who is filled by the Holy Spirit come to our church, in the church of God will indeed be blessed.
今天圣灵充满的讲道的人真的可以把真的道理讲到属灵的深处。
And if one, a preacher who has been filled with the Holy Spirit of God is able to bring into depth the teachings and the words of God.
神的旨意啊，能够明白。
And that we can clearly understand the will of God. One time I heard this brother said to me,
真的，我们真教会啊，有些同工们啊，他们可以把道理啊讲得到属灵的深处啊。
He said, indeed, there are some members able to share the words of God deeper into depth.
啊，真的有时候听他们讲道理啊，真的是啊。如沐春风啊，真的感受，好像神的直接跟我们讲话一样。
Listening to what they share is so wonderful. It's like God speaking to us.
神的训诲必出于锡安。
And so the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
下个 slide， 真耶稣教会的增长是神的应许。
And so the church growth of Jesus Church is indeed the promise of God.
在以赛亚书的五十四章第二节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书五十四章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2.
五十四章第二节。
Chapter 54, verse 2.
要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所，你的幔子不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的爵士。第三节。
Three.
因为你要向左右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。请读。
Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare length your cords.And strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited.
真教的发展模式啊，都被一种发展模式啊，都有预言呐、啊、哦。
So here it even prophesies about how the church of God will expand and prosper.
就是真耶稣教的后裔啊，要得多国为业。
And that the descendants will inherit the nations.
那使那些没有教会的地方啊，就好像是荒凉的城邑啊，就有活人居住了，
and
就有神的百姓居住了。
And make the desolate cities inhabited with the people of God.
你知道前所有的主流教会很少像我们真耶稣教会宣道的这种方式。
There are not many churches evangelized in the way that our church evangelized.
一般教会的发展都是走 missionary 的制度啊，就是一个人啊到其他的地方去传福音呢、啊。
Many other churches, their method is sending out a missionary worker to a place to establish.
顶多就是一个家庭过去啊。
At most, is one family member go over there.
但是今天真耶稣教的建立不是，是我们真耶稣教子弟兵到其他国家去移民啊，在那边啊，他的后裔得到多国伟业。那在那个地方建立神的教会的，你找不到一个主流教会是这种方式在发展他们的、福音的。
Our church has been in the past. We see how other areas has prospered through the people of God moving, immigrating to that place and then establishing the church.
所以我们看到英国的教会是亚洲啊那个岛的一个移民呢、啊。
If you look at the churches in UK, they were all members from an island in Southeast Asia.
美国的教会是从东方，很多人来这边留学，来这边移民。
Churches in America are students and immigrants from Asia.
这个预言啊，走在圣经里面呢、啊。
And so these prophecies has been stated here.
那甚至传的方法那条路线也给你预言好了。
Even the method in which it will expand and enlarge is already specified.
是不是现在一章第八节谈到说啊，当时使徒时代的那个传的路线就是从耶路撒冷开始
？And so from the Acts, we can see that when they spread the words of God, it says spreads from the city of Jerusalem.
然后到这个犹大全地，再到撒玛利亚
，and then to the land of Judah, and then to all Samaria.
那再到地极
，and then to the ends of the earth.
今天真耶稣教会的发展路线也是预言好的。
So likewise is today the path of evangelical work of Jesus Church.
我们来看启示录的第七章。
Let's look into Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印，就像那得着权柄能伤害地跟海的四位天使大声喊着说，第三节，地和海树木你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们神众仆人的额啊，请读。
Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
这个地海树木受伤害，这是第一号、第二号、第三号，第一晚、第二晚、第三晚，这是末世来临之前的预兆。
This to harming the earth, the sea, or the trees, it is the prophecy about the seven trumpets and the bowls.
那这世界末日来临之前呢，那个天使讲，先不要来，先让我们来应，做神众仆人的儿。
So before the destruction of the world, here it says that it has been cried out to tell the angels not to harm the earth just yet.
我们知道神的印就是代表圣灵。
And we know that the seal of God resembles the Holy Spirit.
它从哪里出来的？
And so where did it come about?
日出之地上来的。
It said ascending from the east.
这个英文叫 east， 中文叫日出之地。日出之地是 far east， 不只是 east 哦，日出的地方啊。
Chinese translation mentions more in detail in terms of the far east.
它是 where the sun comes out， 是 far east。
Where the sun rises from the far east.
全世界所有的教会啊，在五十年前啊，都是西方传到东方，没有一个教会是啊，只有一个教会是从东方开始传出来。
If you look at all the Christian churches have been established from the west, from the Western society.
唯有真耶稣教会真的被圣灵。 所浇灌、所建立的教会，它是从东方慢慢传到西方来的。
Only true Jesus Church arises out from the far east through the Holy Spirit of God.
所以它的路线是从东方开始，然后传到各国、各族、各方、各民。
And so its path of evangelical work starts from the far east onto other areas around the world.
第七章第九节哈。
Chapter 7, verse 9.
请你读。
After these things I look, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribe, people, and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
So we see that the development process is by immigration, by the way, spreading the gospel to all nations, tribes, people, and tongues. So
here, a great multitude, it says, migrated to other persons, so that other places, so that all nations, tribe, and people can hear the words of God and also receive the teaching.
那你看到今天呢？啊，我们的教会的发展跟使徒时代的发展是很类似的。
And so our growth, our preaching is very similar to that of the time of the apostles.
你看那个天使哦，怎么样称呼那120个人呢？使徒时代的最刚开始那个120个人呢？
Let us look at how the angels state the 120 people.
第一章使徒行传一章十一节啊，天使这样讲：加利利人呐，你们为什么站着望天呢？
And Acts chapter 1 verse 11,
no?
In chapter 1 verse 11 of Acts, it says, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazed up into heaven?
唯一的非加利利人已经把耶稣卖掉了啦，就是加略人呐，犹大。
The only Galilean that
the only non-Galilean, 唯一的不是加利利人已经把耶稣卖掉了。
The only non-Galilean was Judas who betrayed Jesus, and he already died.
120个人是同一个族这样发展出来的。
And so 120 of them is of one place, the people of Galilee.
那今天真耶稣教会也是一个汉族，从汉族发展出来的。
So likewise, today Jesus Church comes out from one nation, and that is from the people of Han.
那你看那个使徒时代，他们是从 分散哦，百姓分散，然后再把福音带出去。我们看第八章。
And from the Acts history, we see that the words of God were preached, where the members scattered throughout the land, and that's how the gospel was preached.
第八章第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
那些分散的人往各处去传福音，所以福音的传出去是分散啊，他们逃亡啊，传出去的。
And so therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
今天我们仔细看我们真耶稣教的发展呢。
So if we look into our church today,
我们为什么移民呢？就是为了生活，为了政治，为了更好的生活。
Why do we immigrate so that we can make for maybe for our living or our lifestyle and to have a better life?
到不同的国家就把他的福音带出去了。
And so we went to different nations and countries and brought with us the word of God.
真的很奇妙了，我们这个教会，真的是使徒时代教会。 很像哦,
so the church in the Acts of the Apostles is very similar in, to our
pattern,
very similar to them. It's to establish the apostolic church.
连那个当时他们传福音的人的品质啊，我们来看一下。
Even the people, the characteristic, the quality is quite similar.
我们来看使徒行传第四章十三节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
4章13节
Chapter 4, verse 13 of Acts.
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民。 就稀奇认明他们是跟过耶稣的、啊、他们这些人被认定是没有学问没有学过的了。
Peter and John, they were perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men.
我们来看哥林多前书第一章
1 Corinthians chapter 1
第一章
1 Corinthians chapter 1
第二十六节
Verse 26
弟兄们呢、啊、可见你们蒙召的时候按着肉体有智慧的不多有能力的不多尊贵的也不多了。
Say, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. 27.
神却拣选世上愚拙的，叫智慧的人羞愧。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise.
又拣选了世上软弱的，叫强壮的羞愧。
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty.
诸位，您知道现在真的把我们的真耶稣教传道带到各国去是哪一种人吗？
Do you know that in Jesus' church, what are the types of our,
现在,
our today are our preachers?
是福建人。
Today, the new pastors are from Fukien.
福建人到迪拜去啊，到联合这个阿拉伯去。
These are immigrants going to the Arab nations like Dubai.
啊，到这个西班牙去。
To Spain.
到南美的各个地方去。
And to Southern America.
我到阿根廷去 我们会觉得这一族人、啊、我们不是讲教会的信徒的、哦、一般社会上的人、啊、对这一群人、啊、是不是看重的人、啊、
And actually, these immigrants from Fukien, from society's perspective, they are not so well respected.
因为他们真的是从现在的人来看、哦、真的。很多人都觉得他们很没有水准、啊
from the standards of today's society, they probably look at them as a lower class.
也没有教育。
Because they are uneducated.
就喜欢打架。
They like to brawl, to fight.、
哎、那个 超市开近一点、哦、就是打架了。
If they open store close within range of each other,
我现在不是讲信徒了，我是讲一般来讲，一般社会对他们的一个评论。
I'm saying from the perspective, not from the church believer perspective, but from outside world perspective to these immigrants.
但是神却用他们把道理带到世界各个地方。
But I see from my eyes that God used them to bring the gospel through all different places.
所以我看到这个事实，我就觉得说，神有够高了，神真的很厉害。
And so when I saw this, I realized how great God is.
人家看不起的人。
Those people who are despised.
神大大重用。
But God have used them mightily.
这就是神的智慧。
And so this is the wisdom of God.
诸位，我们的教会在圣经的预言里面。
Dear brother and sister, our prophecy is mentioned.
所以你要对真耶稣教会是神的教会有信心呢。
So we must have this firm belief and faith that we are the one true church.
不是教会里面的一个，是独一的真教会。
That's just not just any of the church, but one true church.
天下人间啊，没有世下别的名，我们开口之后就没有一个山，你可以在那里听训诲，高于出山的。
And so there is no other mountains that is able to exalt the hills.
所以我们真的要把这个道理先传出去，下个 slide 哦。
And so we must be able to preach the gospel to others.
我们下午会讲我们怎么样做宣道的工作。
And so in this afternoon we'll study as to how do we do this evangelical work.
你要先深信这个是神的教会，你要对，就好像你对 Toyota 有信心一样的哦。
You must have this firm belief of this church of God. Just as you have this firm belief that Toyota is a reliable car.
你才会出去说它真的是一个很好的产品啊。
And then you can able to go outside and say, hey, this is a good product.
我们要知道我们自己所信的是谁。
And so we must have this firm belief in whom we believe.
努力的出去宣道。
And then go out to preach.
愿神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
520首。
120.
520首。
Oh, 520.
Though it seems that your prayers have been in vain, though your face the world will destroy, though your heart should ache till it breaks into, then the soul in tears shall rip.Soul
Let's all kneel down and pray.